On Wednesday, the Financial Times reported that half a dozen of Anthropic's own investors expect the maker of Claude to go public at $2 trillion or more, possibly as early as October. That would be the largest stock market debut in history. The company itself has put no figure on anything. The number belongs to the shareholders. Bob's been through what is actually on the record.
Very little, and deliberately so. On the 1st of June, Anthropic confirmed it had submitted a confidential draft S-1, the registration document that comes before a US listing. Its statement said only that the number of shares to be offered and the price have not yet been set. It was published under a rule that lets a company confirm a filing exists while saying almost nothing else.
So the last real price is a private one, $965 billion, from the round that closed in May, which is close to three times what the company was worth in February. Reaching $2 trillion by October needs slightly more than a doubling in 5 months, slower than the climb it just did. Is anyone inside the company saying that out loud?
The opposite on the same day. CNBC reported that the chief financial officer, Krishna Rao, is running early meetings with prospective investors, covering the Claude models and the enterprise business. On valuation, that account is direct. It has not been discussed in those meetings.
And no immediate response to CNBC's request for comment.
That's right. There are also no audited accounts to test any of this against yet.
The record it would beat is only weeks old. SpaceX listed in June at $1.77 trillion. $2 trillion passes that, and the $3 trillion one investor's model implies would nearly double it.
Which is the whole tension. Private rounds are priced by enthusiasts. An IPO is priced by everyone.
I've been Alice.
I've been Bob. See you on the next episode.
This podcast was published on the 14th of August, 2026.
You've been listening to WiFarmX Briefings.